With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Sometimes a setback is a setup for the greatest blessings of all times. When challenges and issues come back to back to back to back, and it seems like something is after me, something is attacking me, something is attacking my journey,
and you cannot stop it. So, what do? Are you going to get angry? Frustrated? Are you going to lash out at people? Are you going to start going down the spiral of negativity? Are you going to let the horrible situation dictate the way you feel and the way you handle it? Are you going to fall over, fall down, fall apart? Or are you going to face this issue with courage and resolution? I say step up. Be the one who people look to. Absorb the impact and the negativity. No matter what is happening, no matter how hard the fight is, as long as you keep fighting, you win. Only surrender is defeat. Only quitting is the end. So fight on.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationships, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
For a diamond to be produced, it has to go through extreme pressure.
Stay encouraged. Keep your head up. Stick your chest out. Continue to walk with pride. And know that not only shall we overcome, many of us have already overcome. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. It's not going to be easy, but we have what it takes. It's in our DNA. Don't look at night as darkness. Look at night as a new beginning.
The single most determining factor of the quality of your life is predicated upon your mindset. You're going to be attacked, betrayed, exposed, and humiliated. Life is going to break you, and it's going to see how bad you really want it. That's the moment when you are truly alone. And what will you do then? Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again?
You'll think this is it for you, and other people will think you're done too. They'll be telling you to give up. But when you're down in that hole, I want you to remember something. The only person who can save you is you.
If you spend 30 minutes thinking about the fact you can't do something, I need you to spend an hour dreaming about the fact that you can.
Who are you? That will be the defining question of your life. And I think you already know the answer. Because your pain is your power. You suffer so you can be much stronger.
Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes that most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it.
But you want to go to the other end of the spectrum. You want to know some way, somehow, things are going to get better. How? I don't know, and I don't have to know. I just have to have faith and believe that everything's gonna be all right. All I need to do is to know it, to expect it, and to keep on doing what I can, where I am, with what I've got right now.
It's one thing to talk about your dreams, but it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to try again when you failed for the 100th time, to say no to quitting when your body is screaming that you stop. Those decisions, they are the path to your dream.
You have to learn to train your mind well beyond motivation. If you have motivation, that's great. That's some kindling to the fire. All it takes is a little bit of spark, you can burn a whole forest up. But motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get you there.
I've never met a person who was not successful that didn't have a great amount of self-discipline within their life. Self-discipline and being able to perform and being able to keep your life on schedule and being able to keep commitments and promises and meet deadlines is essential to success.
Because what you're going to discover as you're going towards your dream, as you're going towards your goal, there are going to be so many people that come up against you, so many obstacles, so many trials, so many tribulations. And when people ask me, E.T., like for real, E., I know you can give me 20 things that you've done to help yourself to become successful. But E.T., I just need like one or two. Can you give me one or two? And one of the things I tell people is I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain. When I was sleeping in those abandoned buildings, I kept telling myself, one day you'll be a homeowner. Every time I walked into that abandoned building, I told myself that this might be your current circumstances, but this will not be how the story ends. All you have to do, E.T., is to survive today.
Start planning and preparing for what it is that you want because you expect to get it. If you want to come out here and reach your goals and make your dreams come true, you don't want to do it by dragging and doing it casually. No, you want to begin to put out more energy and more effort than ever before. You've got to become unstoppable because there'll be many things to turn you around. You've got to think constantly on why you're doing it. What are the rewards? What's there for you across the goal line? What are the things that'll make it worth it for you? Everything you imagine is a preview to a coming attraction. Once you understand that and quit looking at your imagination as hocus pocus, it opens up a wide range of things and possibilities. And if you're bold enough, if you're strong enough, if you can handle the pain, you can make it happen. You just can't quit in the middle of the journey.
When you've tried your best, when you've given 120%, you should never feel bad. You pick yourself up, you look at it from another perspective, you come up with another solution, and you go at it again. You're a problem solver. You're not soft. You're not weak. You don't quit. You don't surrender. You fall 7 times, you get up 8. You chase after that thing you believe you deserve until you get it, and you let nothing stand in your way.
You know you have the desire to achieve more. And so what's it going to take for you to start rewriting the story in your life? See, the problem is you have bought into this false narrative that you are destined for failure because you come from a failed family. You come from a divorced family. You come from a family of alcoholics. Blue collar. We're just supposed to be blue collar. No, you're not. You can make as much money as you want. You can have as much freedom as you want. You can have as much opportunity as you want, but you got to go out and get it. Because I can tell you right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve.
You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream.
All that stuff works for the good. Do you understand that you needed everything that's happened to happen to you in the exact order that has happened in order for you to be the person that you are today?
The sun doesn't shine every day. The storms will come. There are times when the nights will be long and dark and you will be alone. There will be times when the darkness seems to consume everything. But don't let it consume you. Even in the darkest times, even in the strongest storms, even when the sun is blotted out and the world is falling apart, the darkness cannot extinguish your light. You.
It's about a commitment to you. That's what's wrong with a lot of you. Because you want somebody else to be more committed to you than you want to be to yourself. And you got to get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
All you have to do to kill procrastination is just start. You just go. And procrastination dies.
No one's coming to save you. The only person that's going to make a drastic change in your life is you. You have to do it for you.
All great people start. They start anywhere, at any place, and at any time. They start whether they're hurting, they start whether they're excited. It does not matter where they are, they just start.
You have control over your mind, you just have to assert it. Weakness doesn't get a vote. Laziness doesn't get a vote. Sadness doesn't get a vote.
It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric.
It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
When it just doesn't make any logical sense to go on, that's when you use your emotion, your anger, your frustration to push you to say, I don't stop. When your feelings are screaming that you have had enough, override that emotion with concrete logic and willpower that says, I don't stop.
You have to force yourself. Anything that's a break from your routine is going to require force. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable. Get out of your head. Get out of your feelings. Your feelings are screwing you. I don't care how you feel. I care about what you want. And if you listen to how you feel when it comes to what you want, you will not get it because you will never feel like it.
So don't wonder how you overcome procrastination. It's easy. All you do to overcome procrastination is go.
Choose the hard path, the path of responsibility, hard work, and sacrifice that ultimately leads to freedom.
When you are misunderstood to the point where people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? What's wrong? When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
I don't care if it's 9 o'clock at night. Do something productive towards what it is you're trying to become. Because I can tell you right now, the people who tell themselves, I'm going to start Monday, never can start Monday.
To be the best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. And it takes being obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
There is nothing in your life that's worthwhile, that's quick and easy. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Does it come to you? You have to fight for it every day. You have to climb for it every day.
Just start. Just do the work. You just go, and procrastination dies.
Sometimes we'll hurt deep inside. In time of adversity, you don't have an obstacle to deal with. You have a choice to make.
Which sets up this problem for all of us. You're never going to feel like it. It's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. You keep standing.
You got to be bold in life, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're not bold, if you're not standing up inside yourself, if you're not willing to call into being the highest and the strongest that's within you when you're facing life's challenges, life will trample you.
Motivation won't make you exercise every day. Discipline will. Motivation won't stay up late and finish a project for you. Discipline will. Motivation isn't going to get you out of bed in the morning. Discipline will.
While they was golfing, I was studying. While they was shooting hoops, I was studying. While they was playing games and sitting up and eating and joking in the restaurant, I was studying.
You are putting things off because in the short term, it's easier, it's more comfortable doing something else than it is to sit down and do the actual work to create the outputs that matter when they are needed.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. Do the work now, and all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
For you to make your dream happen, stop negotiating the price. This negotiation you keep doing in your mind. Is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? It steals all your energy. It steals your focus. But those of you that get laser focused, that know those babies of yours, your parents, they're worth the sacrifice.
The only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. I will not be outworked.
I don't have that natural beauty or that natural talent or this gift for creativity or intellect or humor. I don't have any of those things. But what I got is I will outwork you. When it's 45 on the treadmill, I do 46. When it's supposed to be 20 phone calls, I make 21. When it's supposed to be an 8-hour workday, I work 9.
You can suffer or you can choose to do whatever you need to do to liberate yourself, whatever you need to do to reinvent yourself, whatever you need to do to overcome whatever you are stuck in right now.
But see, when you discover the truth of this goodness, this power that you have within you, that truth will set you free from ever being a victim in life. That truth will enable you to handle things with a level of equanimity that will surprise you.
Short-term thinking says the donut tastes good, eat it. Short-term thinking says one workout doesn't matter, I can skip it. Short-term thinking encourages you to make short-term emotional decisions that hurt you in the long run. And they definitely don't move you toward your overall strategic goals. The more short-term decisions you make, decisions that are based on that immediate gratification, decisions based on quick emotional satisfaction, the further from the path you will stray.
Everybody has a turn back moment. Everybody has a crossroad. You can either decide to continue or to quit.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
You have to make a choice. Either you're going to resort back to your old place and remain comfortable and miss the opportunity, or you're going to have to want it bad enough to get out of your comfort zone.
I don't care who's doing better than me, because I'm doing better than I was last year. It's me against me.
There are many people who have
the limitations in their minds, who have lost that fire in their eyes.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. You don't have time. You don't have support. You don't have the equipment or the gear. You're too busy and you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies.
There are some things that you're not going to get instantly. You have to wear them down by continual pressure over and over and over again.
Consistently, consistently. You got to be consistent.
Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was going
to
do.
There's no easy way to the top. If you want to win in this life, you got to do what you're supposed to and a little bit more, and you can't ever stop in the finish line. You know what you got to do to hit a golf ball like me? You got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You go down, you hit 1,000 golf balls. You hit so many golf balls that your hand starts bleeding. Then you run up to the clubhouse, you wash that blood off, and you go down, you hit another 1,000 golf balls. Yeah, you'd love to hit a golf ball like me if it was easy. Well, nothing good comes easy.
It's you. You're going to determine the outcome of your life. You're going to determine whether or not your life is exciting or whether or not it's boring.
Right then, right now, don't give in. Don't be like everybody else. Don't give up. Don't settle because things are hard.
You have to live your life with the expectation that great things are coming your way. You have to expect it.
You cannot let your impulses govern and rule your life.
So if you're at a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your children think. It don't matter. They have nothing to do with it. This decision is yours and yours alone.
A lot of people never try anything differently because they have been convinced by people in their lives that they can't do it. They're living within the context of the opinions that other people have of them, the low expectations. Many people doubt themselves because when they thought about doing something at some critical point in their lives, somebody they respected and honored, someone they trusted said, "You can't do that." And they accepted that.
People want to find peace immediately. You're going to find peace from going to war with yourself.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
People's opinion of you is none of your business, nor should you make it yours.
We are in control of our mind. We believe it's the other way around. No, we put in our minds what we should do. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. This sucks, but it's okay.
You actually have a say-so in how your life goes. You have a determining voice into where your life can go.
There are moments that try the human soul so violently and so perplexing that if the truth were told, all of us have had moments that we wanted to throw up our hands and walk away.
You don't have as many opportunities in life to take that gamble and allow life to play you. You must play life.
Now, will it be turbulent? Yes. Will it be easy? No. Will you have some opposition? Yes. Will I make a lot of mistakes? Yes. Will I get hurt? Yes. But guess what? There's no gain without pain.
How do you stand the race, Les, when you lost your money, lost your car, had no place to stay, sleeping in people's houses, on their floor, on their couch? How do you handle the times when you're borrowing money and couldn't pay it back? You felt humiliated when people you love who didn't believe in you told you you ain't nothing. How do you keep on coming back again and again? Or you've lost your business, or lost your job, or lost your home, and you've been completely devastated. How do you come back?
people put out goals, dreams, and aspirations and what they want to accomplish, but you very rarely hear people say what they're willing to sacrifice in order to make it happen. They'll tell you the goal, the dream, the aspiration. They'll tell you they want to be elite. They'll tell you they want to be great, but they're not going to say, I'm going to stop going out on Friday night.
Most people are not living their dreams because of fear, ladies and gentlemen. Fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can age you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? You got to ask yourself, how long am I going to allow this to hold me back?
It's not what they say about you that matters. It is what you say about you that threatens your destiny. You will never be defeated by what they say about you. You will be defeated by what you say about you.
What would your life be like if you decided not to care what people thought of you? What would your life be like if you decided to give up some of your fears? What would your life be like if you decided to become courageous?
If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. 2 + 2 is going to equal 4. And 10 years of motherfucking work is going to pay off. You can do this.
You've got to remind yourself,
I knew I got what it takes
to do this. And it's necessary that you go at it with everything in you, pulling deep down within, challenging yourself.
I'm better. I'm better than it was when it went down. It was good for me that I've been afflicted. I'm better for it. I didn't like it, but I'm better for it. I couldn't see down there, but I'm better for it. See, I was planted in a dark place, but I'm better for it. Every time you go through something dark and you can't see your way out, remember you've been planted, not been buried. I'm not buried in this mess. I'm planted in it. I'm planted in it. And if I'm planted in it, expect me to come back up again.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential, the ghost of the ideas you never acted on, and they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say, and now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Regret. The things I could have done differently or learned sooner. There's so much knowledge out there, so much information, so many ways to get better. And we make so many mistakes. We are the product of our mistakes. And oftentimes the lesson is sitting in front of our face, there to be learned. But we miss it. Or we don't pay attention to it. Or we think we know better. Until it punches us in the face.
Why is it that most people don't ever reach their goals or live up to their true potential? One is fear, and there are only two kinds of fears that we're born with. The fear of falling and the fear of a loud sound. All other fears we learn, like the fear of failure.
We all fail. It's okay. What is not okay is that when you fail, you stay down. Whoever stays down is a loser. And winners will fail and get up. Fail and get up. Fail and get up. You always get up. That is a winner.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you gotta live with. The choice that we have, though, is either to give up or keep on going.
95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem. Do you feel like getting up? No. Do you feel like making that cold call? No, you don't. Do you feel like doing that third set of reps? No, you don't. We make decisions based on our feelings, and that is robbing you of joy and opportunity.
Fight. Go down swinging. And I'll tell you, if you fight with all you have, more often than not, you won't go down at all. You will win. But you have to make that attitude a part of your everyday life. Do the extra repetition. Run the extra mile. Go the extra round. Make the right choices. Give the full measure.
The one thing I know about emotions is that they change. 1 hour from right now, you will not feel the same way. And I want to encourage you tonight that you might be in your darkest moment. You might be going through hell and high water. But I know this, it is always too soon to quit. You have a reason to live. Your best days are in front of you. Get up. Your future is brighter than your past. Get up. Your latter is greater than your former. Get up, because the best is still yet to come.
To become a warrior, we must betray the victim in us. And you can either make excuses or make history. Choose one. I'm gonna be real with you. You underperforming. That's right, you underperforming. You way better than this, and you know it. You know it inside. You know inside you are better than this. It is time to show the world. You know you are meant for more than this. This lack of discipline, this lack of commitment, this failure to make the decision to go all in is putting your future, your destiny in jeopardy.
Because real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. And some of y'all just want to score. You're not in love with the process.
And there's some of you, you know what you want, but you are not personally willing to do the work it takes to get it. What you're trying to do is do what you've done on this level and get the next level.
Stop running from it and run to it. Stop telling me what you're going through. The greats, they get to it, they go through it.
Put yourself in a position where you can't retreat, where it's do or die, sink or swim. So as we look at the future, we can decide that from this day forward, I'm going to do all I can do to develop me.
Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months, a whole year. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long.
It's not about winning. It's the battle itself. It's the struggle. It's the daily test. That's what life's about. Everyone likes that warm bed. Everyone needs just 5 more minutes of slumber in the morning. So they hit snooze. They roll over. They go back to sleep.
Are those 15 minutes that sweet that you're gonna push back your dream, that you're gonna push back your goal,